Chazal Zeichen Shul Bachi Cheskel Shagam Ravim Yehudim Zeches Eirim Daf Tzadik Hey. Mishnah said Rabbi Yosi Oime Imutarin. Fact number is Rabbi Yosi coming to be Machmir that it's Osir on this Shabbos as well, or is he coming to be Mekel that it's Mutu even on a future Shabbos? Or Sheishas Rabbi Yochanan each say that he's coming to be Machmir. Bryce says this as well. Rabbi Yosi said we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, and Shmuel says we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, fact number Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda regarding air, but not regarding issues concerning a wall. Our mission is discussing issues of a wall. Rabbi Yehuda said in our mission Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda because the case of the Mishnah is where the chutzner opens up to a carmelist, therefore he's mekel. Where Shmuel doesn't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda is where the chutzner opens to a rishus harabim. Like the Mishnah, if someone builds a second floor connecting two houses on opposite sides of the rishus harabim, or if there's a bridge over a road, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to carry the rishus harabim beneath these overpasses. Come say it's Osir. Yehuda also said one may make an Eriv for an open Mavui if it has two opposite walls and is open at both ends. You can make an Eriv for such a Mavui. The Chum say it's Osir. Zabt Gemara Rabba said the reason Rabbi Yehuda permits carrying underneath the overpass is because he views the sides of the roof as creating walls, particularly the Sisim, and thereby enclosing the area on all four sides. Abaye asked, the Bryce says that Yehuda allows carrying in the area of Rishus Rabbim in between two houses owned by the same person by simply placing a lechi or a kaira at each end of one of the houses. There's no roof above the Rishus Rabbim in that case. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda's reason for allowing this is because he says that the two walls are enough to enclose an area, the Raisa, and not because of a particular area of the Saisim. Rabbi said, that Bryce does prove, Taka, that he holds the two walls are enough. However, that can't be proven from our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah it could be that it's because of a particular area of the Saisim. That's what we mean. There's no raya from our Mishnah to what Rabbi Yehuda may have. May say two walls are enough. Rav Ashi said even our mission is even mashmir. Rabbi Yehuda's reason is not because two walls are enough, because the mission says that Rabbi Yehuda also says that an open mavi can be adjusted. If the first part of the mission was based on two walls being enough, then the second part is exactly the same reasoning as the first case. If, however, the first part is based on particular v'soisim, that would be why he says it. Also that he says that the second case, which clearly relies on the two walls being sufficient, so as a mashmir, if my mission actually is a raya that the first case is because of particular v'soisim, not because two walls are enough. Hanalach perek kol gad. Perek HaMoitzi Tfilin, Perek Asiri. Dr. Mishnah Mesiata Deshmaya, if someone finds tefillin in an open area where they can get destroyed on Shabbos, he can put on one pair at a time and wear them into a more safe area. Leil says he can wear two pairs at a time. Dr. Mishnah, this is only allowed for tefillin that we can tell have been used. The straps were already formed into the kesher of tefillin. However, if they're not already formed that way, we are not allowed to carry them in because they may simply be a kameya, which looks like the boxes of tefillin with some straps, for which we are for a kameya, you're not allowed to be over Shabbos to try and protect them. Dr. Mishnah, if he found a bunch of pairs of tefillin tied in pairs or bundles, he may not carry them in, but must wait until after Shabbos and then carry them all in. If it's dangerous to stay with them, he should cover them over and then leave them there till after Shabbos and go back and get them. Rav Shimon says he should give it to his friend standing nearby, who should then give it to another friend, make a human assembly line, and through that way bring it into a protected area. One may pass a baby in this way also, even if he needs 100 people to reach a safe area. Zok the Mishnah Yehuda says one may transfer a barrel in this manner as well, even if it brings the barrel beyond the tchum. The Chum say the barrel may not be moved beyond the tchum of its owner. Our mission, which allows only wearing one pair of tefillin at a time in order to save it, does not follow Rav Meir, because regarding saving clothing from a fire on Shabbos, Rav Meir allows putting on as many layers of clothing at a time as you want. So why does the mission only let one pair of tefillin? The Gemara, the Rabbanon allowed saving items on Shabbos in the way in which they're worn during the week. Clothing is sometimes worn in layers, and therefore it can be saved in layers as well. Tefillin is only worn one pair at a time, and that's why it may be saved only wearing one at a time as well. Mishnah said, Gamliel, Oymish, Naim, Shnaim. Gamliel holds that wearing tefillin is allowed because the mitzvah of tefillin could be performed on Shabbos man tefillin, then he should be allowed to wear only one pair of tefillin. If he holds that it's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos and he's allowed to wear them only in order to save them, he should be allowed to wear even more than two pairs. So what's pshat in the two pairs? The Gemara holds that really Shabbos loves man tefillin. He says no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, but the Rabbanon only allowed one to save them by wearing them in a normal manner. Since there's enough room on the head for two pairs of tefillin, as Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, so two pairs may be worn. So why could two pairs be worn on the arm? Because if a person needs to remove his head tefillin to save them from degradation, he sometimes ties it around his arm, like Rav Huna says, and therefore it's considered normal to wear two pairs on the arm as well. In fact, that doesn't mean it may be worn so in instances other than risk of degradation. Mari answers, just as there is place for two pairs on the head, there's also place for two pairs on the arm, and that's why you can wear two full pairs of tefillin. The yeshiva of Menashe taught a brisa that the arm tefillin must be worn on the biceps and the head tefillin must be worn on the kodkoid, which the yeshiva Rabbi Yana explained to mean the place of a baby's soft spot. Fact, the Gemara, maybe we consider Tanakhama mission does not hold of Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, and therefore says that only one pair of tefillin may be worn. Rav Galil does hold of him, therefore he says two pairs of tefillin may be worn. Mari says, no, everyone hold of Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, there's a place for two tefillin. However, the Tanakh says that one may wear the tefillin on Shabbos because he's performing a mitzvah doing so. Shabbos man tefillin here. Therefore, only one pair, which is how the mitzvah is performed, may be worn. Rav Gamliel says that a mitzvah is not being performed Shabbos last man tefillin here by wearing tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore the reason it may be worn is because it's considered to be a tachshit. Based on that reasoning, even two pairs may be worn. Mara says also you could say that all agree that the mitzvah tefillin is that it could be done on Shabbos. Shabbos man tefillin here, and that tefillin can be considered a tachshit. Tanakhama holds that someone who does the mitzvah without specific intention to do so, it's like he did a mitzvah. Therefore, if he wears two pairs of tefillin when the Torah says only wear one, he's being over the aver bal toisev, which is why he may not wear more than one at a time. Gamliel says that you have to specifically intend to do a mitzvah. Therefore, when he wears two pairs without the intention to do the mitzvah, the tefillin are not considered to be a bal toisev because it's just considered to be a tachshit, and that's why it's mutter. The third answer, all agree that no specific intention is needed to perform a mitzvah, but they argue whether you can be over bal toisev without specific intent. Tanakhama says that he could be, and therefore he can't wear two pairs of tefillin to be over bal toisev even though without intent. And Gamliel says that he's not over about toisev without the specific intent, and that's why he's allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin. Fourth teretz, all agree that no specific intent would be needed to perform a mitzvah or to transgress bal toisev if we say that Shabbos is man tefillin here. The Mishnah is saying that according to the view that Shabbos is not man tefillin, the Tanakhama says that no specific intent is required to be over about toisev, and Gamliel says that specific intent is needed. According to the last answer, the rescuer should not even be allowed to wear one pair of tefillin on Shabbos because that itself is bal toisev if Shabbos last man tefillin here. Also, if one were to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, also should get malchus based on what we're saying. It says, therefore, you're right. We have to go back to one of the previous answers.